This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.
Back in the days when we used to fly, there were two lanes for airport security, TSA regular and TSA pre-check. Then along came a for-profit company called Clear that allowed people to pay large fees and skip the lines entirely. There was something that seemed unfair to me about that. It said to me that people with money's time was more valuable than those without money, as though the rest of us have nothing better to do than wait in long queues, but those who are wealthy or work for wealthy companies shouldn't be bothered with lines. At the core of this is a sense of entitlement, and that concept has its roots in psychoanalysis, with the belief that people can have a normal, inflated, or compromised sense of entitlement. I'll spare the links to childhood, but the thinking goes that those with an inflated sense of entitlement often seek special privileges for themselves. Well, when it comes to medical care, there is an entire industry built around entitlement. We call it concierge medicine, and people are used to having their doctors making anything they want happen. Those with ample resources pay handsomely for a service which is simply not available to others. Are people all entitled to equal medical care, to shelter, to food? Is it a problem that some people spend hundreds of dollars on a single meal while others worry about not being able to afford the next meal for their entire family? While many may very well be living in an age of entitlement, feelings of entitlement can be decreased when leaders and role models exhibit respect toward others, something that's not happening very much these days. So along comes something that is very valuable, but in extremely short supply, the COVID vaccine. It is no surprise that those who feel entitled, or more important, are trying to exert influence to obtain a vaccine before it is their turn. But there is no clear for vaccines, at least in this country. People who feel entitled tell me that they don't want to wait in a line with other people where they could get infected, and they don't want an unknown staff person unwillingly exposing them to COVID. People have offered doctors and hospitals large incentives to vaccinate them and their families. But what about the rest of us? What about those working on the front lines to care for others, or those who are most vulnerable? Skipping the queue isn't how a just and civilized society should work. Cheaters and scammers and those trying to buy their way to the front of the line should be fined and moved to the end of the line in a very public way. The punishment for cheating should be severe for health providers, for the healthcare system involved, and for the person trying to skip the queue. Everyone who wants a vaccine will get one. Just wait your turn. And if we kick this up a notch, what about wealthy countries that have struck deals to buy more than 2 billion doses of the corona vaccine in a scramble that leaves limited supplies for middle and poor income countries? Are our lives more valuable than theirs? Remember, we have hospitals and ICUs and medications, while many of those countries have few or none of these resources, meaning that vaccines may be even more important to them. We all need to not forget those less able to advocate for themselves. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.